Jerry Bader, show 952. Governor Scott Walker, Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish formally launching their reelection bid today. The governor will join us Thursday on the show at 10:06 to talk about that. That's Thursday. We initially thought we were getting him tomorrow. We are getting him on Thursday, 10:06. And it'll be interesting to see as things ramp up. I am one that am fascinated. I just am fascinated to see at this point if that was just a bluff. When last month, Mary Burke told Wisconsin Public Radio, look, I'm not wealthy enough to self-fund. I'm not a Ron Johnson. I'm not a Herb Cole. I'm not this or that. In her mind, that was never there, and she's going to need a grassroots effort. Nobody thought that was the case. Certainly not Mike Tate when he recruited her, and certainly not liberals who were all excited about her. So think about this. She went from someone with nothing to say and a lot of money with which to say it. Now we are told she's someone with nothing to say and not a lot of money with which to say it. It's debatable which is worse for her. Because as I've told you in the past, I subscribe to the argument, effective advertising accelerates the inevitable. If you've got a bad product and you heavily advertise it, you'll go out of business more quickly. But see, unfortunately, in politics, that means getting elected and failing. It's a little different than in the business model of that. If you have a very good product and you successfully advertise it, you will be successful all that much quicker. So I honestly don't know. I hate to say this, but I think I was right about something. Yes, occasionally I hate being right about something. I think the St. Louis Cardinals are the Milwaukee Brewers, San Francisco 49ers. They get the deer in the headlights thing. They can't hit. I know they've got good pitching, the Cardinals. I get that. But it's ridiculous. They can't even get a whiff of a whiff of a whiff of a run. Oh, it is so frustrating. Now, Garza, I think his performance is going to look deceptive last night. He allowed 4 runs on 2 big mistakes. A solo homer and a 3-run shot. And that was all the damage that was needed when you put up a goose egg. Someone pointed something out earlier today that I heard. The Brewers aren't scoring all that well at home at Miller Park. They really aren't. Even in the Pittsburgh sweep, they haven't been a scoring machine. Now, I said something yesterday. I don't recall if I said it on the air or just to Jason or someone else in the building. I thought if they were going to lose one of these games, I was okay. Was that on the air? No, it was to you. Okay. It's okay to lose. Not okay, but I would prefer it to be this one. I hope now this does regroup them and refocus them. But boy, it felt like the way games always do. I mean, I understand because there are more games in baseball than football. They have won some of those games. But it truly, truly doesn't feel like they beat the Cardinals very often. It's just horribly frustrating to me. Now, they did beat a team that they were looking up at in the preseason, and that's Pittsburgh. Swept them. I don't care if you play them in April. I don't care if you play them in September. Division games are always critically, well, series. Division series are always critically, critically important. And if they are going to break into that top tier, which last year was the Cardinals, the Pirates, and the Reds, if they're going to break into that and be competitive, they've got to take series at home from the Cardinals. They just have to. Now, this 9-game streak that they went on, which was broken by the Cardinals last night, I still think it's more real than last year's. Unfortunately, though, so is their conundrum with the Cardinals. I blame their former manager. No, it's not that. They just, I don't know. They even went superstition last night. They went with the retro uniforms again. No, it's not the uniforms. Somehow the Cards, I'm convinced of that. St. Louis just is in their head. And I don't know what to do about that. All right, coming up in the next hour, we're probably going to do this after 10:30. This is a topic that we have broached before. Honest to gosh, this is a headline in the Wall Street Journal. Should pets be people too? It's a headline. Should pets be people too? I'm going to get your thoughts on that one. Also, I don't know how many of these I'm going to get to. There was an incredible interview over the weekend with the Secretary General of NATO. How many people even know NATO has a Secretary General? And he is flummoxed on how the West has just let Russia rebuild itself into a superpower. Just rebuild itself into a superpower, and we're not paying attention. I want to start, though, at 10:06. Yesterday, I didn't read the piece. I shared a piece with you from the Chicago Tribune about the crossroads and the tipping point that Illinois is at right now with taxes and debt. This one I am going to share with you. It's from the Wall Street Journal. What's the matter with Illinois? This really paints a picture of our neighbor to the south and us and other Midwest states. It's 9:58.
The Jerry Bader Show.